You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Working toward California's legislative goal of diverting 75% of organic waste from landfills, anaerobic digesters are being put to use on the Central Coast. This technology reduces methane emissions and generates renewable energy. Beth Thornton reports.
Organic waste, like yard clippings, food scraps, and paper, emit large amounts of methane gas, which is a climate superpollutant. Governor Jerry Brown signed SB 1383 in 2016 to reduce emissions by diverting most organic waste from landfills by 2025.
As a state, we have a lot of work to do to reach that 75% diversion mandate.
Kelly York with the San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority says the county uses both a compost facility and an anaerobic digester to recycle organic waste.
San Luis Obispo, we have the HZI facility, which is an anaerobic digester next to the San Luis Airport.
Landfills are also anaerobic, meaning without oxygen, but they release greenhouse gases into the air and create mountains of trash. Anaerobic digesters are enclosed, sealed systems, so the methane gas can be captured and turned into biofuel for electricity. The remaining waste, or digestate, is dried and used as compost.
When organic material breaks down in a landfill anaerobically, it produces methane. And methane is one of the most powerful greenhouse gases that we create. So by reducing the amount of food waste and organics we send to landfill, we're reducing our methane emissions.
Anastasia Nicole is the Zero Waste Coordinator at Cal Poly University in San Luis Obispo. She says Cal Poly sends organic waste from the campus to the anaerobic digester.
Pre-consumer and post-consumer food scraps are scraped into or dumped into the carts, and they're collected on a daily basis by San Luis Garbage, our local hauler, and they haul it to the Hitachi Zosen anaerobic digester in order to make it into energy and also local compost. So it's a win-win-win.
Nicole says anaerobic digester technology is not new. It's just new to the United States.
We're borrowing technology that's already been created in countries that are leading the way because they have less ground, you know, like in Europe, they have less space for landfills and they've been dealing with this longer. They've had more regulations on, you know, air quality earlier than we did.
In 2013, Monterey County participated in a pilot program for an anaerobic digester. Tim Flanagan is general manager of the Monterey Regional Waste Management District.
We were the first in the state of California and only the second in the nation to have what's known as a dry anaerobic digester located and permitted here at our facility at the Monterey landfill.
The pilot program ended in 2019, and for the time being, the facility is back to its previous way of managing organic waste. But it's not because the anaerobic digester didn't work.
Dry anaerobic digestion technology worked very, very successfully. However, the size of the facility that we had was really just too small for the needs for the peninsula and the region.
Flanagan says he is currently researching options for a different system. Santa Barbara County is just days away from turning on their newly constructed anaerobic digester at the Resource Center, formerly known as the Tahigas Landfill.
Anaerobic digester will be accepting organics within the next couple of weeks, and it will be producing compost within about 4 months.
That's Carlisle Johnston, program leader for Santa Barbara County Public Works.
So the anaerobic digester has a lot of benefits. It generates compost and it also generates renewable energy. So those two products are then used by the community. Those are benefits that have a significant lowering of greenhouse gases as a community, and it also achieves the state mandates related to SB 1383 that the state...
He showed me the anaerobic digester, a large flat roof building with 16 bunkers and a computer room. You'll hear a loud air filtration system at work in the background.
It's going to load into a bunker until that bunker's filled. Once it's filled, door shuts, 28 days. Before we open up a bunker, by the way, too, we flush it with air from the outside, and then any of the air is brought, if it's got methane in it, it's burned, and any other that's left over goes through the biofilter. So it captures 99.99% of the methane as opposed to 75% of the methane through a landfill gas collection system.
The Resource Center also has a new education area that is open to the public for tours and field trips. Posters on the wall say reduce, reuse, recycle.
What we do here at this center is try to mitigate the environmental impacts of our waste, but that can't actually fully be done. The best thing is to not generate waste in the first place.
For KCBX, I'm Beth Thornton.
This report is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.